If you have your Bibles this morning, hallelujah, Jesus. The book of Proverbs, the fourth chapter, verses 1 through 7, you've already heard in your hearing. I'll read verse 7 again. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and 13. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Supporting scripture, 1 Kings 3, 6 through 9. First Kings, the third chapter, I began reading at verse 6. And Solomon said, Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness, and uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child, I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people, that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? We are to use a thought or subject this morning. We like to use the thought, all I want is the right understanding. All I want is the right understanding. Yeah, believe this morning that somebody really feel like lifting up the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for the wonderful spirit that is in this place this morning, because that spirit would not have been here had you not brought it in your hearts. And we thank God for that this morning, because as we look at ourselves, we realize that none of us are perfect. We do understand that we're all trying to make this Christian journey. We're trying to be what God would have us to be. And we know the importance of accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And once we've accepted him, we know that that's when the devil really gets upset with us, and he tries us on every hand. But if we are determined to see what the end is going to be, then we know that God will continue to sustain and keep us. He is that kind of God this morning, the God that we can always depend on. And as we begin to think about the blessings of God, we need to know this morning that God has such an awesome power. He has such a power of magnitude that we are not able to comprehend exactly all that God can do for us. We really sometimes we scratch our heads and wonder in awe as to how God blesses, and how God takes nothing and makes something out of it, and how sometimes when we seem like we're at our lowest point, God has a way of coming in and making everything all right, or having somebody to call you and just uplift you with a word of encouragement. Or maybe somebody will stop by and give you an embrace to let you know that somebody cares. That's the kind of God that we serve this morning. A God that is always tuned in to our every need. And I thank God for being the kind of God that he is this morning. For we are many members, but yet one body in Christ. And we've come again on this Lord's Day to share with the body of Christ, to offer praises unto his holy and righteous name, even on a rainy Sunday morning. I count it all joy to be in the house of God one more time. And it might be cloudy on the outside, but I feel sunshine in my soul this morning. I know that there is a bright side somewhere. God will make everything all right. We need to understand that we need the rain this morning. If we don't have the rain, then how are your vegetables and how are your plants going to grow? And we all love to eat, so we need to make sure that God do the things that he knows that we need. We need to understand this morning that we can be strong in many times, but there are times when we find ourselves somewhat weak. And in our weakest moment, that's when God makes us strong. The saints of old used to say, "Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied." And I believe somewhere along the line, we forgot some of that. We got to have particulars. We got to have certain types of blessings. But any way God chooses to bless us, we should be satisfied. I've come to a place where I try to accept without complaint whatever it is that God does and allow to happen because of the final outcome. The final outcome is sometimes God may allow something to go on in your life. And that something might even be something negative. It might be something that is trying your faith. It might be something that seemingly is putting a wall between you and your God. But you must learn to stand fast, to just get your footing and be still and let God be God. And know that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. If you got your hand in God's hand, then God will lead you where he wants you to go. We got to understand this morning that sometimes when there's a cloudy day in your life, know that there is some sunshine behind that cloud. You may not know exactly when the sunshine is going to come forth, but all you need to know is believe and trust that God has the sunshine. And if God got that sunshine, then he's going to allow it to come through just when I need it the most. What we've got to understand and know this morning is that we got to learn to be patient. We got to learn how to encourage one another. And then we got to learn how to tarry and wait on God. Sometimes we are too fast and in a hurry and we want all of our blessings right now. But if we learn to wait on our blessings, we will know that God will give us even the very desires of our heart. We find this morning that there are people that are constantly striving and working to achieve material things, as well as earthly treasures. And I found that you can have all the things that you want. You can be financially stable. You can go where and do whatever you want to do. But if you don't have Jesus, if you don't know the Lord, then your life is empty. Your life is most miserable when you don't know God. You may seemingly be having a good time. And things right now may be falling into place for you. But if you are not in the will of God, somewhere down the line, things are going to fall apart. And when those things begin to fall apart, are you going to be steadfast and unmovable, or are you going to fall apart? Sometimes when the devil tries us, we fall apart. We lose our footing. We lose that ground that we've already gained. There are those in here right now been praying to God, "Lord, I want to get a closer walk with thee." There are those in here that have said that I want the Lord to just touch my heart and to touch my mind. And we find that when we want God in our lives, that there are times that we just don't need no interruption from anything on the outside. The devil's job is to just distract you, is to take your mind and your eyes off of your Jesus. And when he takes your eyes off of Jesus, then he sneaks in for the kill. But you got to understand and let the devil know that I may look like I got my guards down, but I'm always having my guards up. I'm always prayed up because I serve a God that promised me never that he would leave me nor forsake me. I serve a God that said that as long as I open up my mouth, that he'd speak for me. I serve a God this morning that told me that when I get weak, he will renew my strength in the Lord. Anybody in here ever been weak and down and out and didn't know exactly what you were going to do? But you went down on bending knees and started talking to your God. And God heard your humble cry and picked you up out of the condition that you were in. And after you got back up on your feet, that was the time to tell the Lord, "Thank you." That's the time to give God the glory. Let me help you make the devil mad this morning. When the devil think that he got his hand on you and he think he got you, then you just remember the song that Mara sang, hallelujah anyhow. But you just start saying, hallelujah anyhow. You don't have me, devil, because I'm going to get up out of this condition. You may have me temporarily, but I'm not going to be in this shape always. I serve a God that is a comeback God. I serve a God that's a second chance God. How many times have you fallen down in the dirt? Glory, hallelujah. But God has a way this morning. God has a way of stepping back in into our lives. Not only should we come to know him to be the greatest treasure, but the greatest treasure is understanding God and knowing what it is that he would have us to do with our lives. Too many people go through life not really understanding their purpose in life. They're unaware of what is going on, even sometimes right in their midst. Sometimes we must study the word of God in order to know what God expects of us in life. If you don't read the Bible for yourself, then whatever somebody tells you, you can't help but believe it. And you don't know whether it's right or whether it's wrong unless you read it for yourself. Now, when you read the Bible for yourself, then a man or a woman can say this, that, or the other, and that may be their interpretation, which may be different from your interpretation. And don't get the big head into thinking that everybody else, because they don't see it like you see it, is wrong. But what you got to learn how to do is take what is good for you and what's not no good for you, let it back out. And if it was good for you and you let it out, you just pray to God, Lord, help me to understand it. You know, we love to sing, by and by we shall understand it better. But when is by and by going to come? We've been by and by ever since I was a little boy. And by now we ought to have some understanding for ourselves. How long have we been singing that song of praise? Well, I remember, I thank God when I learned the song that there's a better day coming. But the song said after a while. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and God can bless you today. You already been blessed by God. Now, ain't no need of looking all sour. Ain't no need of looking like you don't have no blessings. Just think about it. The blood is yet running warm in your veins. Your brain is working. You can tell your arm to lift up, and your arms are lift up. Your brain can tell you to tell your mouth to tell the Lord thank you, and you can say thank you. Anybody want to help me praise God this morning? Well, you ought to open up that mouth that God has given you. And you ought to tell our God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another day's journey. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for starting me on my way. You see what happens? When you put something in, you start feeling something down on the inside. Because sometimes your ears can't hear everything that your heart needs to feel. Oh, I like that, Roland. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to serve a God I can feel. I want to serve a God that every time he say move, I want to move. Too many times we take things for granted. We serve God like we're doing him a favor. But when we start to show some signs of maturity and spiritual growth, you know, you got to grow sometimes. Seems to me that once we accept them, we just seem to sit back and get content. We tend to be so content that we don't know what we're going to do. But one thing we must do this morning is trust the power of God. God will do what needs to be done in your life. All you got to do is trust how God works things out. We got to learn how to stop losing our enthusiasm and our fire. You know how it was when you first found God? You wanted to save the whole world. You wanted to go around and tell everybody how they ought to live. You want to tell somebody how I know that God is a good God. And every time you open up your mouth, is God this and God that. But after about 5 or 6 months and you go through a few trials and tribulations, then you stop talking about God all the time.
You start wondering, well, did I really get saved or not? But if you got to question your salvation, then there's something wrong somewhere. You ought to know that you're saved. And you don't have to wear a sign on your chest to let nobody know that you are saved. All you got to do this morning is walk like you know God. We better learn this morning that it's time to get on one accord. Y'all moving me too fast. Hallelujah. Y'all about got me that time. Wait one second. Next time I get there, I'm going to stay. Hallelujah. Wisdom. See, I learned that from preaching. We were talking about that last week. Hallelujah, Jesus. But sometimes we got to understand this morning. Wisdom is merely being wise enough to show good judgment and living as we should, whereas when we look at understanding, understanding means to get the meaning of, to assume from what is heard is known, the power to think and learn. Understanding is also comprehension. So comprehension is nothing but understanding. You need to understand what God would have you to do. And as people, we should be striving for the right understanding. Not practical or twisted up. Not put in somebody else's terms. But we need the right understanding. If you don't achieve anything else, we ought to get an understanding of the word and the will of God. Our studies this morning surround the man by the name of Solomon. One who became king and had an awesome task of making the right judgment between God's people. When we look here in the book of God, the Bible says, Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy according as he walked before thee, in truth and in righteousness, and in unrighteousness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord, my God, hast thou made thy servant king instead of David, my father? And I am nothing but a child. I know not how to go out or how to come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen. You have a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for the multitude of them. In other words, there are so many great people out there that you put this burden upon my shoulder. So, Lord, give unto me thy servant an understanding heart so that I would be able to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? How can I, a child, be able to judge right and wrong between the powerful people of God? And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither have you asked for riches for thyself, nor have you asked life of thine enemies, but thou have asked thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any rise unto thee. Solomon was a man that asked God for wisdom. He wanted understanding, an understanding heart, so that he could rightly divide right and wrong. And sometimes in life, we got to understand that we got to understand what God wants us to do. Solomon realized that I'm just a young man. In other words, he said that he was a child, but at this particular time, he was old enough to have a wife and a son. But he felt himself just as a small child. I'm not able to carry this burden all by myself. So, Lord, what I need to do is have an understanding. If you would give me an understanding heart, then when things come on to my plate, I will be able to handle them like somebody with wisdom. Don't you know if you want wisdom, you got to trust the power of God. I believe that all King Solomon was saying was, all that I want from you, Lord, is a little understanding. I want the right understanding so I'll know what it is that you would have me to do. We got to understand this morning when we look here in the word of God. The Bible says, hear ye children the instruction of a father and attend to no understanding. God gives us his fatherly advice. For I give you a good doctrine, forsake not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. See, Solomon was talking to the Lord and letting the Lord know whose side he was on. He said, you taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. You told me to keep the commandments and to live. You told me to get wisdom and to get understanding. And after I get understanding, to forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake me not, and she shall preserve thee. I got to love wisdom, for if I get wisdom down in my heart, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, when I get wisdom, after all that I get, I got to get and understand. For I found out that wisdom is just not enough. But I got to go one step further. I got to ask the Lord for an understanding. And I stopped by to let somebody know this morning that I want to understand why God loves me so. I found out that God was on my side. And if you want the Lord on your side, you better trust the power of the Almighty God. For the Bible says this morning, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. You see, you might understand it to be one way, but God might want it to go another way. So you can't lean to your own understanding, but you better learn how to lean to the understanding of God. For if you understand it God's way, God will lead and direct your path. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. If you want joy this morning, you got to understand how much God loves you. If you want the power of God this morning, then you better know for yourself that God is right there by your side. Solomon believed in divine wisdom. It's more valuable than silver and gold. You might want a lot of material things. But the greatest thing of all this morning, if you want to find a treasure this morning, you better look for the wisdom of the Almighty God. All I want this morning is the right understanding. I want to understand why God loves me so. I want to understand why Jesus died for me. I want to understand that God is on my side. I want to understand that when I do wrong, why does God look beyond my fault and bless my very soul? I want to understand why is it that when I'm down at my weakest point, that God has a way to build me back up. And I look up to the hills, knowing where my strength comes from. Anybody in the house this morning, do you know where your strength comes from? Do you have joy? If you got joy this morning, it's only because you got Jesus. Because if you don't have understanding, the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You cannot be smart unless you know God. You got to have God to know how to walk right. And if you trust in God, if you trust in God and lean to his own understanding, the Bible says that he will lead and direct your path. Sometimes you're at a crossroad and you don't know which way to go. But if you trust God and open up your ear, that small quiet voice will speak down in your heart. And that voice will say, go to the right. And if you go to the right, there's a blessing waiting on you. That voice might tell you it's time to back up. And you better back up and be obedient to God. That voice tell me sometime that I gotta go down and pray to the Lord thy God. I'm glad that I got the right understanding. I understand that I didn't die for myself, but Jesus died for me. I understand this morning that I got the right to the tree of life. I understand this morning that all I gotta do is call on the name of the Lord, and God will come to my rescue. Somebody in the house tried God a long time ago, and God came to see about you. God heard your humble cry. You were laying there in the bedroom. You were right there in your den, and you just stole away in your closet. Talked to God all night, and all night long, as I talked to my God, I didn't feel my help coming. But by the early in the morning, I heard the voice of the Lord say, that weeping may endure for a night. I'm gonna cry sometime. I'm gonna cry sometime. But early, early in the morning, I got joy. Do you have joy? Say yeah. Say yeah. I got joy. Unspeakable joy. I got joy. I got joy that make me want to run. I got joy. Watches over me last night. Joy came to my bedroom this morning. Joy. 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 All I want. All I want is an understanding. I don't know what you want, but all I want, all I want is the right understanding. All I want is the right understanding. I want to understand what it is God would have me to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Out of all of your getting, get an understanding. Understand the word and the will of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.